Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Sunday update for Sunday, February 6th, 2022. This may be the last Sunday update that I do. Unless I hear a lot of feedback saying, no, Michael, don't end the Sunday update. I'll get back to that in a minute. So, it is the first week of February, and 2022 has gone quite well with me. A lot of exciting things happening, opportunities leading to opportunities, leading to opportunities. One thing got out of the way, and then we're off to the races. I wrote a blog article recently about the difference between excuses and prerequisites, which I think is an important concept and something that's been very key in retrospect as I look back over 2021. But first, let me talk about why I just said this may be the last Sunday update. Not the last podcast episode. The Morning Motivation episode seemed to be very well received. I'm getting comments and engagement. But this, which I go 5, 10, 15 minutes going kind of in depth on various things, I get no engagement at all from and somewhat lower download numbers, which tells me you don't care and you're not listening. Now, I'm perfectly happy to record this if people are listening, but if you're not listening, it does slightly disrupt my flow. It takes a bit longer, and why should I spend 15 minutes every week recording something nobody's going to listen to? So, if you do listen to this, you should email me at michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com and say, no, Michael, I listen. Keep doing the Sunday update. And if you don't, or you don't care, or you'd rather just have a regular morning motivation on Sunday, then either do nothing or email me that you'd rather have that. So let me know what's going on in your head if you're listening and what's happening. Slight show note shouldn't affect you at all except that the page you go to listen to it, if you're not listening to it in a podcast listener, will look different, is I have moved from Libsyn to Captivate. Captivate is a British-based podcast company. They are much more innovative. Libsyn was the peak of the industry a few years ago and stayed exactly there, doing almost nothing new except for rolling out their version 5 interface, which is just worse in every way. It should be good. If it works properly, it'd be great. It's got some cool little doodads, but it doesn't work. Like, I put the show notes in, hit save, and they disappear. I'll upload an episode, hit save, it disappears. It is ugh. And they charge three times as much. So, yeah, out with the old, in with the new, and the new is Captivate.fm, which I'm pretty happy with so far, and I hope enough to move again, because what a pain. With this podcast, it's great, because any old links you have won't work after a little while, after about a month when I take down the Libsyn account. The bigger challenge is my other podcast, the Guy Who Knows the Guy podcast, where I have a landing page for every episode that I put up, every interview, and those all refer to Libsyn. So that's a problem, because it means I either need to take those pages down, accept that they're going to the wrong place, or fix them all. I just put out episode 109, so there's a few of them. I'm thinking I might just take them down. I don't know, because it doesn't really make a difference. It's not that important. So one of the features Captivate has, it'll actually automatically generate episode pages on my webpage, so I don't have to manually do it, which creates an interesting possibility. One of the reasons I've been kind of throttling how many interviews I do is just so much work. And it's not hard work. It's just enough little fiddly things that I'm like, ugh, I just can't grind these out. So I just do less interviews. But with Captivate, it takes out like half the action items for releasing an episode because it automates so many things, which is kind of fantastic. So, excited about that. Might be able to up the cadence of the podcast. I don't know how that'll work, but need to figure all that out. So that's what's going on. I did in my blog write an article about prerequisites versus excuses. So oftentimes we say, well, I'll do this when that happens. And throughout 2021, when I was working 7 days a week, I did a lot of, I'll do this when I'm not working 7 days a week anymore. Now, initially, it was a short-term plan. I was planning to do gig work on the weekends for like 2 or 3 months until things got going. I expected that Coach Heroes, which is a site that nobody should ever go to, Coach Heroes would get me going with coaching. They said, sign on, give us $2,000 for training, and we'll train you, and then we'll give you clients. And I was like, sweet, coaching business in a box. Awesome. Model makes sense. They know how to market it. I can fulfill it. They trained me their way. Great. Training was awesome with Eric Bensoussan, fantastic coach trainer. I think his main business, he's a relationship coach, but really good at teaching transformational coaching. I learned a lot. I became a much better coach for it, and they delivered me no clients at all. Thanks, Coach Heroes. So it was supposed to be my gig work was going to fill in until that took off and was able to pay the bills, and they suck. They let me down, and then month after month after month, I kept going. But I kept saying, you know, I'll focus on my health when I'm not working 7 days a week. I'll focus on spending more time with my wife and daughter when I'm not working 7 days a week. I'll do this when I'm not working 7 days a week. And some people, especially like health coaches who are used to excuses, were like, well, if you're not going to do it now, then you're not ever going to do it. Which is, you know, that's what you say to someone who says, well, on January 1st, I'll do it. Well, dude, it's October. What are you waiting for? Okay, when the weather warms up, I'll start exercising. That's I bet you won't, because the weather warmed up last year. Bet you didn't. So I talked about this idea of prerequisites versus excuses, because now that I am no longer working 7 days a week and I have my weekends off as I record this on a Sunday morning, which is quite pleasant to be like, oh, weekends, nice. Now I have this time, I am focusing more on my health, and you know, my wife and I are going to go away for a weekend, and I'm spending more time with my daughter, and we're doing more of those things I said I'd do when this happened. Clearing the weekends was a prerequisite for doing those things. So, that is necessary. So an excuse is something you don't have control over. A prerequisite is something you do have control over. It's your next step. I can't move the car until I shovel the driveway. Well, it's not an excuse. It's not like, well, I guess I'm waiting for the driveway to be shoveled. Okay, sometimes it is. You know, I can't move the car until the plow guy gets here and plows the driveway. There's things you can do. You can make sure you hire the right plow guy. You can call him. You can do whatever. But in other words, if there's nothing you can do and the next step is watch Netflix until something happens, it's an excuse. If there's action you can take, then and that's your first step and you need to work through that step for your next step, it's a prerequisite. Go check it out, guyknowsguy.com/blog. I'm going to keep this short because my very loud propane heater just kicked on and is about to make a lot of background noise. So we'll stop here, especially because maybe no one's listening. So if you are listening to this, you want me to keep it going, guywhoknowsaguy.com. Sorry, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. Email that address. Send me an email before next Sunday, which will be the 13th. Otherwise, I'll just go back to 7 days a week of motivational messages because maybe that's just what you want. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about the background noise that probably you can't hear over the music, but I certainly can, and it bugs me. And check out guywhoknowsaguy.com/links for all the awesome stuff I have going on that you may be interested in. And I will see you tomorrow. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.